Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke & Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Welcome to the show. We're experiencing a few issues, nothing we can't overcome by any means, by any stretch of the imagination. But what I'm going to do in the short term is play our smash hit single Internet Love Song. That's going to kill about 4 minutes and 28 seconds, and you'll love every second of it. So here we go with that, and hopefully I'll be back shortly with my boy Zigzag. Rawr.
Dad, I can talk to you.
Checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers are fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
Oh yeah. I spy a little honey with a red hot font. I could tell by how she types exactly what she wants. Go to make her mind with a smooth point and click. Pretty soon she'll be on my digital.
Surfing the net on a mission of love. Checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
Sitting at my keyboard with my custom-made golden spike ears on, transmitting the groove. I send her a picture of me composed out of commas and silly poems, and she likes what she sees. Of course she does.
Smoking as I open up her mind.
fingers are smoking, and I upload my goods.
Bad part. So they were fishing from a shallow pool.
Oh my god, that's sad.
So did you want to watch this lady squirt her breast milk into the pilot? It doesn't even look like she's wearing pants.
It gets better and better.
Hey, let's see. This pretty obvious stage video. Yeah, another woman just happens to have a smoking hot bod with sexy underwear. I was gonna say, why would she be wearing that at the office?
Yeah, I think I did see this the other day, but not on Gawker. And I thought the same thing. I was like, damn. I'd drink that coffee for sure.
A strip club.
That's right.
So where is? So she has to get the milk out. Oh, well, she's kind of got a quote unquote dress on, I guess. Or this? What is this? Is probably like the beginning of some kind of porno.
Dude, we should
kind
start
of milk fetish porno.
We should start a strip club that's more like a Starbucks than it is a bar.
Yes, there you go.
Absolutely. You get the grande latte. You want
really
that with cream?
Food. You could get women to come there. They'd be like, it's totally acceptable. It's a, you know, You could just have it, like, be super bright in there, just have, like, opaque windows that you can't
exactly
see through, but let the ton of light in.
Just
I like it, Roof.
Make it look like a Starbucks, but everybody's topless.
Starbucks.
Yes, awesome. Starbucks.
I can imagine the little logo on the cup right now. It's like two big boobs cradled in, like, a... like the top of a mocha latte. Oh my god, that could be their names. You could like have the dancers' names could be like Frappuccino on the main stage.
That's fucking brilliant, dude.
Get latte. Watch out for latte coming
for latte. And they could have a midget dancer named Half and Half.
I wish I knew more about coffee right now.
I would learn for this business.
I would too. That's a legitimate venture.
Starbucks.
I don't know. I wish this chick worked in my work, though, and I'd almost sample the milk, I think.
Absolutely.
This is something I thought about the other day. Do you ever wonder how much weird shit you've put in your mouth and never even fucking knew it?
You mean sober?
No. Both. Sober and or drunk. Just like anytime. Just eating out or eating shit from the grocery store.
Yeah, well, there's, I think the FDA allows a certain percentage of,
right,
like, insect matter in certain canned goods. So, yeah, I'm sure. And I always wonder, like, when I'm asleep, what sort of critters are just kind of crawling around my face and sucking the moisture off my lips and stuff.
Right, I'm more worried about other people's bodily fluids.
Yeah, I don't worry about that when I'm asleep so much.
Well, they're there, trust me.
So, yeah, I do worry about...
Remember when we lived together, Rufus? I didn't want to tell you.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you were getting a healthy amount of bodily fluid nightly while you slept.
Right.
Remember how nice your skin was?
It was. It was almost as if I was drinking a protein shake every night.
A protein enema.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, nothing makes you glow like a protein enema.
True. It helps from the inside out.
Good God. But, yeah, I wonder if people are, like, yeah, at fast food restaurants or whatever, you know, especially ones that just hire, like, teenagers and shit who don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know. I get for you. Do you ever think, this is totally off the topic, but just when I was thinking about things like eating gross stuff,
uh-huh,
have you ever thought about maybe the closest time you ever came to death and you don't even know it? I mean, you could have missed something by like 1 millisecond and not even know it.
I have not thought about that unless I was in a situation where I was like, oh, fuck, I can't believe that. And that's usually in traffic.
Right.
Like I've almost been
thinking,
you know, hit with a guy that swerved into my lane or something. And you're immediately pissed. You're like, fuck you, motherfucker. And then, like, half a mile down the road, you're like, holy shit, I almost died.
I mean, it's crazy to think how easily you could be ripped into pieces in a fucking car going 50 miles an hour or 75 fucking miles an hour.
Yeah, that is absurd to think about, that we even think that's a good idea.
Yeah, as I'm getting ready to drive to North Carolina, yeah. Got some, I've been having some morbid thoughts.
Yeah, that's a great time to have morbid thoughts before a long road trip.
Right. As long as I can keep a fucking pretty decent buzz on, I'll be nice and relaxed.
I'll drive better. I drive better with one eye open.
Yes. Well, I mean, I just feel that sometimes with two eyes open, I get overstimulated.
That's right. I start having panic attacks.
I normally do not want that to happen, so I will be properly relaxed.
I start thinking about all the shit that could happen from everything. So if I have a tunnel vision, if everything's blurry except the one line on the road that I'm looking at as it's passing me, then I'm fine. God,
right. As long as you know that you're staying inside your lane, it's kind of out of your control.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. If I'm between the lines, whatever happens, happens, and it's not my fault.
Not your fault. So how did you enjoy your Memorial Day, Rufus?
Well, I was about to ask you that. It's been raining here almost nonstop since about Friday, and we just got a tornado warning a few minutes ago. So
really?
It let up enough last night that we grilled some chicken, but other than that, it's just been soaking wet.
Good for Texas, though, actually.
It is cool. And I like the rain. It's a good excuse to not do shit and not feel bad about it.
See? On the other hand, here in Colorado Springs, we had to mow the yard on the long holiday weekend. We had to pick weeds. We do the same stuff everybody else was doing because you're like, oh, so-and-so mowed their yard and, has it looking all spiffy. Now everybody else has to. We, like, turn and then in turn, the one neighbor lady said to my wife, she said, I was hoping you guys weren't going to mow your yard so I didn't have to.
Yeah, I got to mow my yard because the neighbors did mow it.
Well, what's weird is I mowed my yard first because I was just planning on it, Rufus.
Uh-huh.
And I made everyone else shame mow. They probably had plans for the afternoon. They're like, oh, there goes the fucking afternoon.
All right, shame mow.
That's
deserves
shame
a note.
Mow. My one neighbor couldn't fucking, there's no way he could, I could have my yard mowed and he could not. His wife could tie him up and beat him.
What? Shirtless guy?
No. You always go to. Do you have something for a shirtless guy?
I might. Get him on the show. Where is he?
Shirtless guy's wife's got a ripping body. Her face is horrific, though.
Dude, you know what I've realized?
If you could put shirtless guy's face on his wife's body, oh man, let me tell you.
I'm sure he's had her body on his face.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm sure he has.
But I thought Memorial Day was the day that the military gave thanks to us for paying them checks. Why don't they just come door-to-door mowing lawns?
They should. This is what I was thinking. You know, I actually felt bad yesterday as I mowed my yard and drank beer and grilled out, that we should, like, have to work and only veterans should get the day off.
Yeah, no kidding.
We should have to work and, like, give them money for risking their lives. Like, they might have lost. Here, we worked all day while you have the day off and drink beer.
Yeah, we should grill for them.
First, people would tell you that they have the days off and drink beer all the time anyways now.
Yeah, that's true.
No, they don't. Wouldn't that really suck? Dude, think about it. You fucking went in the military for like 10 years or whatever, and you have to get out and get a fucking regular job.
And sometimes you can barely do that, dude. Sometimes you can barely fucking do that.
That's what I mean.
Because you got no other fucking skills, and you've got like you're missing a leg or something.
It's a fucking scary thought.
Absolutely. That's why I chickened out.
It seems like a lot of work, especially the first 8 weeks.
Well, you do more.
That's the way I didn't do it. Let's be honest. I can't get up that early.
That's what I was going to say. They do more before 6 a.m. than most people do all day, right?
They do more before 6 a.m. than I want to do all day.
That's it. Oh, okay.
I don't want to
show
do
notes.
That much stuff in one day. No way. That's a lot of stuff. Your house would be clean, though, I guess, and stuff. But, you know, when I went to St. Edward's, there was guys who got out of the military. There was, like, one guy, his name was Paul, who was, like, totally went the other way from the military after he got out. He just fucking was a dope smoker. You know what I mean? Really cool guy. Really, really fucking chill dude. And then there was another guy who was like stuck in fucking military mode that was actually no fun to even fucking talk to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm not like talking about beat people up military mode, but like have, I don't know, like your bed made and your fucking, when you're eating, like have all your utensils set up right. I mean, it was
Email. Regimented. Everything by the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, right. Like, he thought someone was going to come in and fucking yell at him if he didn't do it. Now, looking back, I mean, it probably wasn't such a bad thing. I just found it incredibly fucking annoying.
Did you ever have some fun and just yell at him or bang some trash can lids first thing in the morning?
See, again, I don't want to do that much work. Even in one day. Now, I'm not even,
oh, that's right. You wouldn't...
If I'm banging a trash can lid, Rufus, either we're, like, starving to death or there is a fucking emergency.
Yeah, just, there's no way you'd get up early enough to wake him up.
The odd part was, like, when he really had that breakdown, and he locked himself in the bathroom and was, like, saying, Full Metal Jacket. Was that in my life, or was that a movie? I can't even remember now.
I think he made a two-hour YouTube video about that episode.
I did.
Somehow he got Robert Duvall in it.
He had a lot of friends.
Oh, I'm thinking of Apocalypse Now.
Robert Duvall, he's not in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, he is. He's the guy who says, I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
No, that is not Robert Duvall.
Look it up, dude. That's Robert Duvall.
$100,000.
Then I'm going to look forward to watching you look it up.
That is Robert Duvall.
I just told you that.
I was thinking of Marlon Brando.
No, that's... Well, he said Apocalypse Now, too.
Yeah, I know. That's. I was thinking of a totally different person. I was thinking of something. But, yes, right. He goes surfing, right?
Yeah.
Go surfing?
I think so.
Yeah.
Please. Then he drives cattle from the south of Texas to Montana. Oh, that's Lonesome Dove that he's in. Never mind.
And then he gets gay with that guy on that mountainside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was Broke Dick Mountain.
That's a puck of prolapse now. Prolapse.
Dang. Prolapse.
A puck of prolapse now, yeah.
Apocopropecia.
The fuck?
That's that hair drug, right?
Yes, it is.
So you didn't really do much. I didn't really do much.
No.
Now I'm going to start blaming the veterans. I actually sat around and felt fucking guilty yesterday. That's bullshit.
Thanks for the guilt, Pets.
On my fucking day off, I felt guilty. That's bullshit.
Oh, and every store I walked into, I had to buy a little carnation or a flag. Fuck that.
Did you really?
Well, I just bought one, walked into Walmart, just donated 55 cents, because that on me. So I shouldn't be bitching, but still.
So they lost money on your flag.
I told them, I said, look, all I got is 55 cents. You really want to give me a flag? And she's like, everything helps. And I'm like,
the government,
this might not help.
For it. The government already.
Well, they got to pay at least 10% of that to taxes, right? Well, no, not if it's a 501(c).
Profit. There is no such thing. You know what? You could open up a non-for-profit. You just have to show that you're paying yourself an outrageous amount of fucking money.
Let's do it.
And be like, so we didn't make any profit. You just have to pay me $400 million a year to run it.
That's true. I mean, what is it? Personnel expense is not profit.
Right, exactly.
Okay, you're brilliant.
Yeah, trust me. I've thought about every angle like that. Why not?
Dude, I had a really good idea.
Not like I would have invented it. People do it all the time. We just start a fucking church.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, I had a really good idea about a non-for-profit website that could be profitable for the people running the website.
All right.
I even tried to get it off the ground at one point. Well,
what was it for? What was the story?
Well, the idea is it's called...
what was the tin cup hook?
I don't know what that means.
The tin cup. Here, can you spare a few?
Oh, no, here's the genius of it. Here's the genius of it. Maybe genius isn't the right word. Is it itself wasn't a non-for-profit, although it might have had to be. But what it does is, here's the deal. It's called Good versus Good versus Good. And, like, every month you put up three charities, and people vote by donating $1 to each charity. And at the end of the month, whoever has the winning votes gets all the money.
Right.
So even if you donated to Charity 1, if Charity 3 wins, your money goes all to them. And
so why didn't you do it? All you have to do is contact three charities and say, hey, do you want to link my website? Well, I guess the people that lose will be like, ah, fuck that.
Yeah, but that's the idea, is it gets them to market the website.
Right.
And I did. I set up the website, I got the domain, and then we were in the middle of moving to Nicaragua, and I put up free charities, and I had PayPal buttons and everything, and I just never got
to... What the fuck? Start it up! Why not start it right now?
Man, I got too much other shit going. Just Hypersloth alone is more important.
I know, but I'm saying, that what are you going to do? Push play?
Huh?
All you got to do is get it, like, put it up if you got the PayPal buttons and shit already ready to go.
Well, I did. Nothing happened. I mean, I still got to push it, market it, and contact all the charities.
Put it on the Hypersloth website.
Great
idea, Rufus. It is a good idea. That's legit.
Yeah. And then, obviously, you know, I would have paid myself a huge sum out of that to manage it.
You've got to pay yourself, like, 40% of whatever comes into the fucking charity.
Exactly.
Hosting websites isn't fucking free.
No, it's at least $4 a month.
Yeah, well, I mean, in your time, which is what, $700-$800 an hour.
Yeah, that's true.
When you wear as many hats as you, obviously you deserve that kind of money.
I need a hat with like 15 bills all the way around it.
You do. You turn it. It's got like an accountant thing. It's got like a chauffeur's thing. It's got a delivery guy's thing.
There's a product, dude. There's a product. This is cheesy, but have a hat with one bill that says like dad, and then you turn it, says like husband, and you turn it and it says like
long guy
or something like that. I wear so many hats by Hallmark, you know? You can see that in Spencer Gifts.
Bullshit, you sell that fucker at Sears.
Yeah, exactly, Sears.
Right,
that's not cool enough for Spencer Gifts.
If it would be if you could put Bob Marley on it.
Well, you could. You'd market it to specific demos.
Pothead, drunk.
Pothead, drunk, dropout.
Eater.
Life beater, crackhead.
Fugitive.
The star on Cops.
Behind on child support.
Escapee.
We should make a t-shirt that says, I'm behind on child support. So sue me. What are you going to do, put me in jail?
Jesus Christ.
It's always funny. I don't want to say it's funny to hear about a guy that's in jail because he didn't pay child support, but it kind of is.
How does that happen? I mean, don't they just garnish your wages?
They do.
I guess if you're not making wages.
Right, if you just decide, this is how fucking retarded people are. They're like, I'll show that bitch, I won't pay the fucking child support.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, who the fuck is really suffering, dumb shit?
Right.
Fucking retard. That's why you should have to have a dog before you can have a baby.
Man, I think you should have to have a goldfish or something before you even get a dog.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I think if they think you should have had a goldfish before you have a dog, you should probably just be euthanized. If people are even thinking that there's something wrong with you, I think it's safe to assume that there is.
That's right.
I know you agree with that.
I do. If I didn't, I'd have you euthanized.
You know what? You wouldn't have to. I would euthanize myself.
Wow, self-euthanization.
That's what she said. tell me that wasn't pound the table funny.
That's what she said.
You know what's funny? Is right before we started doing that, this is so crazy, on that show a couple shows ago, that I had texted a guy and said, that's what she said in the text. And he texted me back and said, ha, haven't heard that in a while.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah. Yes. I still have the text on my phone, but my phone's upstairs. Yeah. And then it was funny you brought it up. Just that not even like 2 hours later, you said the same thing.
It's the way of the sloth, man.
It is. So, what are your plans for this week, Rufus? Anything exciting?
Well, you mentioned that your kids graduate in kindergarten.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
My boy's graduating preschool tomorrow.
Gonna go motorcycle shopping?
No, I would love to, dude. I don't know how to drive a motorcycle though.
I meant for him, since he's gonna be a graduate and all.
He could probably drive one better than me.
Yeah, we're gonna go car shopping for my daughter.
We
look at some colleges.
She's graduating kindergarten, right?
Yeah.
The car's going to depreciate a lot by the time she needs it, isn't it?
It'd probably be the only time I can afford it. She'd probably be broke by the time she could really have a... I'll have made $500 million and then be on my way up to making my second $500 million after I lose the first $500 million.
Right, but that'll be the...
Scandalously.
That'll be the price of gas per gallon by then.
That's right. I'll have to get a part-time job working at a gas station. I'll have to buy a gas station so I can lose money just to put gas in my car.
write it off. But if you own it, you can write it off, exactly.
Right. Write it off for my charity. My one of three charities on that fraudulent website, Pick a Charity, by that guy Rufus McMillan.
I thought your charity was selfeuthanization.org.
No, that actually costs money. That's profit. That's a profit maker.
We help people kill themselves. We load the gun and hand it to them.
That's for profit. And bullets are $500.
Yeah. Well, they're hollow point.
Right. They're instantaneous.
You got to get the job done.
Takes a very steady hand.
Yes, it does. Especially with a low caliber.
Right, yeah. That just kind of gets in there and rattles around a little bit, right?
I mean, if you try to commit suicide with a .22, you're just going to be a circus freak for the rest of your life.
You just don't want to kill yourself.
No. You just want to be
You just want to be disfigured.
You just want to work the traveling carnival circuit.
So, did you ever get a chance to look and see what new trailers are out there? You had a website for trailers. What was it?
TrailerAddict.com. And there's also a YouTube channel that's really good for it.
I was surprised to see how many movies that are coming out that we'll never, ever hear of that have trailers.
That depresses me, actually, every time I watch. I love trailers. I love watching. I watch more movie trailers than I do movies. And I felt that a lot. I'm like, you'll go to a trailer website and there's like 80 trailers.
Right.
And you know that by this time next year, even if they're blockbuster hits in many cases, you won't fucking remember them.
Right. But I'm just saying so many that you won't even see a commercial for.
They're
just, you know. Are you on TrailerAddict.com or not?
Almost.
These are just movies I've never even heard of. And never will again.
Every trailer you could possibly imagine. Because I think, like, any filmmaker, like, they'll post the big ones that you can just find anywhere, but then indie filmmakers can be like, hey, will you post my trailer?
And they will. So these can be low-budget stuff, too, then.
Occasionally. They don't feature it too prominently, but, yeah, there can be some really shitty stuff on here.
Now, The Equalizer, that was a TV show, wasn't it?
Was it really? Yeah, it was. Wait, I haven't seen that trailer.
It's under theatrical trailers.
Theatrical.
Are you under Trailer Addict?
I'm on Trailer Addict, yeah.
And it's not a green screen, or is it?
It's a gray screen.
Oh, mine looks green. Let me try it. Maybe I'm on the wrong page.
Mine looks green. That's what she said.
I just, at the top it says Marvel Guardians.
Yeah, I got that. Mine's gray, though.
Okay.
All right, theatrical. That category. Oh, here we go. Fiction, adventure. I mean, action, adventure, biopic. Well, what's featured on the homepage here? We got.
That's where I was.
The Equalizer. Okay, Denzel Washington. Jeez. All right. Mood Indigo. Looks like a chick flick.
In the moonlight.
Boy, that has chick flick written all over it.
That sounds like a loser all the way.
Yeah.
Big Hero. What the fuck? That's animated. It looks like.
Yeah.
Let's do Big Hero, and we'll give it a guess on if it's going to be a success or a failure at the box office. What do you think?
Sounds good. I am curious by that image that has whatever the fuck's going on there.
It looks like Jess grabbing some kid and pulling him up into the air or something. I guess. All right, let's take a look.
All right, you want to count it down?
Yep, we're not going to read about it or anything. We're just going to go for it. Ready?
That's right.
3, 2, 1, quit.
Disney, that can't be good. Or can it?
Looks like they put some money behind it.
Oh, it is Disney. I got money to
buy. Oh, is it Disney? Okay,
yeah.
It's a success. Never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't mean we have to like it. That is 3D printer, I guess. Printed that out.
I don't know. I'm already annoyed, though. Frozen and Wreck-It Ralph. All right. So obviously this is funded by people that make 3D printers.
Do you know you can get a 3D printer for $1,200?
I'd love to have one.
Well, I went over to my buddy's shop. They got two of them.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Do they make a lot of sense? His dad worked with me. He's like, no, they don't make any fucking sense yet. He said yet. But his dad's a techno geek, so he's like, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they were making something with it.
So that sure just fit that in there. Seems like this trailer's already been going on for 20 minutes. Big Hero 6.
You see, now I feel sorry for the thing, and I hate the fucking kid.
Yeah, me too.
Fucking stupid bratty little fucker trying to change who that fat thing was. What an asshole.
No kidding.
All right. I'm going to say that one obviously is going to be a success at the box office.
It's going to be a default success because it's Disney and kids will love it.
They're serving it with Big Macs.
Yeah.
With the, you know, and kiddie meal shit. So kids get fatter. Look, you can still be cute in a little fat suit. Like that hero, he's fat and successful.
And you can win a 3D printer if you buy 48 Happy Meals.
You get a tiny little non-working 3D printer, or 3D, yeah.
That's right, just runs off a USB cable. You can make keychains.
You just pester your parents into paying $9 a month for you to hook it up to some fucking shit so it blinks red, you know. Doesn't really do anything. Now, do you see another trailer here? Now, that was by default. We can't really judge that. It's going to be a success.
Yeah. Kingsman, the Secret Service. I get no sense what that's about. Obviously, a hitman who's OCD or something.
Too predictable. I guess they're like, hey, you know the fun part of the 007 was, you know, his secret weapons and shit. You know what? Kingsman, the Secret Service. Yeah, take a guess at who's in that. I'm going to say someone like Dolph Lundgren.
I can only hope, dude. If it Dolph Lundgren's in it, then it's got to be a great trailer and a horrible movie.
Who do you think would be starring in a movie like that?
Let me see. Kingsman, the Secret Service, probably some ripped dude who looks like a model.
Nope, I'm not in it, dude. I'm not in it.
You're not?
No, surprising.
I can't believe they went with Dolph instead of you.
He's pretty ripped.
Yeah, he's sort of ripped.
He's jacked.
For an 80-year-old.
Let's see who's in Kingsman. You know what? You want to watch this one?
Sure. Tom Cruise. Morgan Freeman is going to be the guy in here who's, like, been his friend forever and taught him everything, and now he's, like, all wise and shit.
Morgan Freeman. Ready?
Colin Firth and Michael Caine.
I hate Michael Caine.
I was close. He kind of does the Morgan Freeman character.
He does,
sometimes.
Right. He does. He has to play the Elder Statesman now.
Elder Statesman. Wow. Excellent. All right. Want to do it?
Yep. 3, 2, 1, click.
Ooh.
Serious production values. Drugs. Fast and the Furious.
Ah, jeez, I hate it already, dude.
Yeah, me too. What the? Are they joking with that guy's fucking look?
That's what I was thinking. I hate him immediately because of that stupid fucking hat.
I was expecting him to, like, break out into some false rap or something. Or, you know what I mean? Like a skit.
Oh, no, secret doors and shit.
See, that's what I was saying. It's
boy.
007 bullshit. I knew it. It's the coolest part of any James Bond movie, though, was when he'd go see Moneypenny and Q would give him the shit. I knew that was the Doors. Really? I thought they swore never to do that.
Is that supposed to be Michael Caine? Because Michael Caine's, like, old.
Well, he's probably the... There he is.
There he is. Of course.
Felt sorry for the boy, did you? You will find this humiliating. He's as much keen on material as any of them.
We're here to enhance your skills. Testing for limits. Going to solve problems under pressure.
Creature.
Dude, when one of your group has no parachute.
Interesting.
I don't know. That's a
terrible.
I have trouble understanding these people. Did
you know he was in this?
No, I didn't.
Wait, that's Samuel L. Jackson. You said Denzel Washington. Or did you say Samuel L. Jackson?
I said Morgan Freeman, but they all look the same to you. They all look the same to you.
Same thing. Again, by default. This shall fail miserably.
Yes. Oh, look at that. He stole one. Or he tried.
Tricky. God.
That looks fucking wretched, dude.
Yeah, wow. Loser! Might as well just go check that one direct to video.
Oh, my God. Did you hear about Keanu Reeves' movie that he, his directorial debut that came out called 47 Ronin? He directed his first movie ever. I think he maybe, well, no, it was a remake. So he directed it, casted it. You know, he was the big head honcho.
Bill and Ted's?
That's in the works, Bill and Ted 3. But this one, yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
This one came out recently, and it was a big kung fu Japanese action thing, and he thought it was going to be a big deal not only here but in Japan because it used a lot of Japanese actors, and it was supposed to be pretty cool.
That's why it wasn't a big deal here.
And, it cost like $140 million to make, and it's barely made like $10 million. It's completely fucking bombed everywhere.
I was saying, I can see it being a loser here if he used a bunch of Japanese actors. Who the fuck wants to see that?
I only want to see them in internment camps.
Yeah, I mean, or like coding software or something.
Or serving my food at Quick Panda.
Or giving you, you're like doing your toenails.
Yeah, that's right. Or rubbing me down at the massage parlor.
Or rubbing you up.
That's right. Or on the inside.
Rubbing you off. Yeah, that'll be a stinker. No, I mean, do you think we can find that Keanu Reeves trailer?
I'm sure it's on YouTube. I've seen it. It did look terrible to me.
I mean, $140 million, or you mean like $20 million or something?
It was,
Here's 47 Ronin, official trailer number one.
Let me see that. Yep, I got it.
Number one?
Number one.
Let's do this.
Hang on, I got an advertisement playing.
Yeah, me too. Spend $1 million with us. What's your commercial for? Disney?
Some show called The Night Shift on NBC.
That'll be a stinker.
Well, it is NBC. All right.
Hold on, I'm still going on my advertising. So do we stop it and restart it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm at zero.
All right, me too. Hang on, I'm going to look up. I'm trying to find the box office stat. Okay, the budget. Holy fuck. The budget was $175 million.
What?
Opening weekend, it made $9 million.
What made them think that this would be of interest to anyone?
Gross so far, or according to IMDb, is in U.S. $38 million. So it's made about $40 million, and it cost $175 million.
How long ago did it come out?
It came out December of 2013.
So it made all the money it's ever going to make. Except for really low fucking dollar. It'll never get to $175 million. Maybe in 20 years.
Yep. Oh, my God.
All right, you ready? I got to see this train wreck.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Three, two one, click. I don't like it already. I'm scared. Breathe. You can't say that.
That's the problem with it. That's why it tanked.
You can't say that. Is he in it, too?
Oh, yeah.
Is he in it?
Yes, he's in it.
Oh, my God. Good. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Did he think that, I mean, what made them think he was still relevant?
I don't know.
He could never act.
And this is a remake of an old movie, like from the 40s, I think.
Well, they had that. Was he count? I think there's a video game, Ronin video game.
Apparently, this is like his love child. Like, he financed the whole fucking thing himself.
Are you shitting me?
No.
So he's broke. How long before Ronin 2 comes out?
You know what's weird is it probably will somehow.
I know. It probably will.
I mean, maybe...
The idea being that if we can hype up Ronin 2 enough, people will go out and see Ronin 1.
Well, I mean, these days, like over the next 5 years, maybe just from Netflix and Amazon and all the streaming bullshit, it might make a profit. It might turn a profit.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. In like 20 years... But if you don't make those big numbers at the box office, you're fucked. He should have lined up with McDonald's. Where's the Subway?
The 47 Ronin Happy Meal?
Yeah, exactly. The Ronin meal. Comes with it like a severed ear.
Comes with a Japanese man.
Comes with sushi. Blood sushi.
McSushi.
McSushi. I'm sure there is such a thing. Well, you know what? Obviously, me and you are smarter than every fucking Hollywood executive in the world.
Well, apparently most people are, because it didn't make shit.
I mean, I could have told you there's no way that was going to make any fucking money.
Yeah. But no, I think that's,
bring me the script and bring me him starring it, and I'd say no. No, I'm sorry. Nothing against him, but no. All right, so we can't afford $75 million. Well, he paid for himself, though.
And that's probably why. I mean, I haven't read the whole backstory, but I bet he probably pitched it. But it was like, I mean, he's into the whole thing, you know, the whole Japanese stick.
My real question is, dude, where did the $175 million go?
I know, because I thought most of that could be done with, like, After Effects on a laptop nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's not...
And there's no big stars other than him. He wrote himself a check. That's what he did.
I was going to say, there's his non-for-profit.
Exactly.
Because they do whole animated things with giant stars as the voices for, like, $30 million.
Right. $175 million.
What
geez.
A bloated piece of shit. What were they, like, eating sushi one egg or eating caviar one egg at a time using silver spoons and throwing them out or something?
Yeah. And that's what came in the Happy Meal, too.
Bring me the golden dildo. Give me some catchphrases from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
All right. What party on?
Party on. Be excellent to each other. They were all positive, upbeat. That was a good movie.
I don't mind. No, I'm saying that's a good movie. I got no problem with that movie, but, I mean...
But that's, like, all he is.
There. He should have stayed there like the other guy who's like, I'm just happy being Ted.
Exactly. And he is. I mean, every movie he acts in, he sounds exactly like fucking Ted from Bill and Ted.
Because he has no acting chops.
Oh.
And he's got the world's most annoying voice.
Yeah.
He's not a good actor. I'm going to go out on a limb and say... Keanu Reeves, you're not a good actor, and in real life, you're kind of a douchebag, too.
Call into the show.
Call in and tell me why I shouldn't come over and stomp your fucking head in.
646-478-0616. We're waiting, yes. Keanu Reeves.
or www.hypersloth.me.
Sell us something.
You know what? Right now, dude, feud. I'm feuding with fucking Keanu Reeves.
I don't have a feud sounder. Hypersloth feud.
Right. I'm fuck him, dude. I'm not putting up with his shit.
This is going to be in Huffington Post tomorrow morning. You know that, right?
Your movie sucks, dude. Your movie sucks. You paid yourself way too much, and you obviously can't fucking direct your way out of a paper bag.
He needs to call us and sell us on the movie as if this is like the pitch.
Give
for the
us
movie.
The
Why
pitch.
Should we fucking see it?
You know what? He obviously not a great actor, great fucking salesman.
He should sell cars or something then.
Yeah, I mean, he should sell something because if he could sell someone on that fucking movie, let's read. I'm going to read some of the replies on this movie trailer. Did you look at any of these?
No, I have not.
Let's see. Basically, most of them are saying download it from the Pirate Bay. Let's see. Bushido, the Samurai Code. Oh, my God. These people are into it.
Oh, jeez.
It worked with The Last Samurai when I were here. Simple because this movie is boring and the ending is stupid, someone put.
Wow. Oh, this guy said I loved it. 8.1 out of 10. Somebody said, oh, I think 9.471. What the fuck that
really? Is? Oh, I see 8.1. 9.471. Seven point pi? What the fuck? You shouldn't watch it. It's the shit. Movie is the shit. 2 out of 10. Ouch. All right, let's stop reading comments. Sorry about that. We got a little sidetracked there.
Oh, that's funny. I love reading comments.
How about, here's, do you see at the top of the day, it has the top 10 funniest movie insults.
Top 10 funny, yes, I do see that.
Let's click on, oh, it's 14 minutes long, though, for insult? 10 insults? Can that be right? 3 minutes worth of fucking hand now. It's part of some show.
For $20, I'll call the guy a chicken. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
What? Is that really? I just heard that.
Sorry. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm still on the top 10 funniest insults.
Right, no, but I mean, where are you? Are you going to play it?
Oh, okay. No, I'm waiting for the ad to get done.
Okay. You can
hang on. Okay, I'm good to go. This is by watchmojo.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
7,352 views, 2,095 comments. 1,000 people hate it, 13,000 like it. How does this make any sense? Oh, they have 7,000 videos on here. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we might not be looking at the same one. How many views does yours have?
1,511,344.
Okay, yeah, same one.
I wonder if we watch it, will we be able to see it go up right when we click on it or not?
I've never thought about that. We might.
All right, I'm going to look. Ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, click. No, mine did not go up.
Oh, me either. That's what she said, or he said.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
That's got
really good voiceover skills.
You never believe that anyway. Welcome to WatchMojo.com.
Boy, that Rip Torn's got quite a fucking story, huh?
Oh, yeah, he does.
See, there's a great character, Al Cervic.
Oh, it looks so unusual. For this list, focusing on the cinematic slurs that had us laughing out loud. Insults are all manner of things, but to make this list, they have to be funny.
I guarantee you none of them will make us laugh out loud.
I guarantee you're right.
You're a very ill-mannered young man.
You know that.
I watched that yesterday with my kid.
What is it?
Hook.
Oh, Hook?
Yeah.
I remember that little black kid. Or Spanish? Is he black or Spanish? Never seen that whole movie. Started it a bunch of times, but then got sidetracked by the sheer retardedness of it all. No one seemed a chance against Billy Hey, wasn't that guy just in that other video?
I think he might have been.
Is Michael Caine?
No.
I'm making him mad. Those guys don't put good on him, man.
Look, you know, you're embarrassing me. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, but I feel the thing I'm doing.
Trying to psych up the competition is making a mistake.
Her voiceover is fucking ruining this for me.
Yes, it is.
What is this, a Mason convention? What? Clang? I need like a welder to start playing this league here. I got an idea. Let's stop right now and let's just gather up all...
I mean, this is a quote? No, this is a fucking soliloquy.
Yeah, are you laughing out loud yet?
No, I'm getting totally annoyed that it's so fucking long, too.
That's what she said.
We're going to have to pull the ripcord on this.
Number 9, douchebag, revenge of the nerd.
Ogre. There's me moving in at St. Edward's.
Talking about
when the nerd faces off against the jerky jock, he's got to root for the underdog.
Jefferson.
And when it comes to this classic exchange, we're sure we pick the right side.
Their action tonight demands
do that beer can.
Immediate retaliation. If we don't, we're nothing but the nerds are saying we are.
Face to face with Big Man.
That's an insult?
I don't get it. I don't know. Booger is the only good part of the whole movie.
That's true.
And what? And the little Wormser, right? The little kid named Wormser. And who's the gay guy? He's pretty funny.
Oh, the black guy? The black gay guy?
Yeah. What is the black guy's name? That's gonna bug the shit out of me. His limp-wristed drumming style? Isn't that what one of the things?
Yes.
Bankman.
The jugular. Or should we say straight for
the testicular?
Everything was fine. I shut off
my dick up
here.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man had an
objective.
Okay, see, that's...
Yes. Bill Murray can do no wrong.
That's Bill Murray.
Something strange in your neighborhood?
Not the best one ever. I mean, I wouldn't put that even close. Well, that's pretty good.
It's the best one so far in this compilation.
I'm going to give you a nice one after. I'm going to
make him. Number 7. So ugly.
Oh, my God,
really? I'm not for us, and not for Ham Porter. His delivery is spot on as he lowers his voice and heightens the hilarity with this classic quip.
Oh, God. Is as ugly as you? I cheated, but
it's on
the
walk
backwards.
A dog can be ugly.
That is such an old...
You're right. This bitch's voiceover is ruining it. It's completely unnecessary, too.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, just have them play back-to-back with a little text thing that says what they're
doing. That's all it needs. She's ruining it.
She must be somebody's girlfriend. They're like, what's the website?
Mojo. She's sucking somebody's mojo.
Yes, she is.
She's swallowing mojo. Rip torn, Jesus Christ.
An insult-spouting legend, Patches O'Houlihan, strikes comic gold during the war.
Patches O'Houlihan.
The average Joes with their less-than-average performance are in need of motivation. So this dodgeball legend rolls into hell.
Right now, Fred! No!
Doesn't he throw wrenches or some stupid shit at him?
Yes.
And then to building them back up again.
Where's the disclaimer?
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Okay, he's dead. That guy just died.
We should break into a high school and just start beating people with wrenches tomorrow.
Well,
we'll just blame this movie for it.
Wrenches don't hurt people.
People with wrenches hurt people.
Oh, you come to find out that actually they only don't hurt people if you're in a wheelchair.
On the bitch, some are bigger, longer, and uncut. Well, if it is war they want, then war they shall have!
This is f***ing weak.
After Mrs. Brocklovsky complains about the negative influence TV has on kids and wages war on parents in Phillip's home country of Canada, Eric Cartman has had...
Are we going to take this into the VIP?
Well, might as well finish it out.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the one that makes me laugh out loud.
Yeah. It doesn't have Bill Murray in it.
That's a tall order.
I mean, this is only 10. What are they, 5 minutes a fucking piece?
Jeez, we're only 7 minutes into this?
That's what I mean.
All right, maybe we should bail out because it's not really delivering. I'd rather watch 47 Ronin.
Yeah, I would too. Wow. Chalk another one up for advertising.
Well, it's because I spent too much time playing shit that has nothing to do
with the
insult they want to get to.
Right. I mean, you know what? That would have been totally – you know what? I'm going to read some of the comments on there because that would be doable if all they did was show the line and say, yeah, you know, it could only be like a minute and 30 seconds.
Right.
I mean, we're like seeing the whole fucking movie. Let's see. I don't know. People are enjoying it, which makes me disturbed and angry. Don't you think? See, now everybody's putting their favorite...
Oh, you know what's weird?
Everyone is putting their favorite lines from those fucking movies up instead of just being like, you know what, there was a funnier line in a better movie.
Look who's in this scene. Look who's in this scene. Not that scene.
Where does it say that? Now I'm confused. Were you saying that to me?
Yeah, this scene here, the one from Parenthood. You won't believe who's in this scene, hopefully.
What are you talking about, Parenthood?
That's the one that's playing right now.
Oh, I bailed out.
Oh, you did bail out.
Yeah, who's in the scene?
It's Keanu Reeves. He's in the one that they're showing right now.
Oh, my God. Tell me someone's insulting him.
What are the odds of that?
I'd rather watch Chucky than Keanu Reeves. They kind of have the same haircut. So what's so funny about Keanu Reeves?
You kind of have
other than he lost $140 million.
That's the insult.
What an idiot. I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, actually, the insult in this clip is you made 47 Ronin.
And that's the punchline. Yeah, those weren't even... Were those supposed to be... What is a funny movie insult? I mean, I guess they didn't seem that funny to me. They just seemed fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we didn't fucking write them. Because they don't have the sloth on them. They're just not sloth quality.
That's true.
Quality. Are we ever going to write this fucking pilot, Rufus? What's going on with that?
I don't know. It's such a fucking insurmountable brain drain with everything else going on. We should...
We just need to fucking set aside some time and do it just together on the fucking air.
Right.
Why don't we do it Thursday?
Thursday.
Are you even free Thursday? You've got that graduation or not?
No, it's tomorrow.
I have mine on Thursday.
Oh, well, shit, are you free?
Yeah, fuck, dude. Yeah, no, we're having a huge fucking party with a tent in my backyard.
Well, you're buying a car.
Well, yeah. So her and her mom can hit the road.
She's going to go to graduation and then drive a car back home?
Yeah, right. What we want to make sure is we have it done so we can rub it in everybody's face. She got a new car for graduation.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, dude, and I'm going to put a keg in the back. Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Party car. Let her drive while I'm drunk.
And party car. Are you going to get some hydraulics on it and glass packs?
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. So there's a hot tub in the trunk. I got it. West Coast Customs is pimping my ride. You just missed it. What's that guy was here? Exhibit was here. He pimped my ride. He did this to me.
Wow.
He pimped my ride.
That's like being knighted.
And I pimped his nutsack. It's like hard. It's a taut leather. I buffed it to a fine sheen with a chamois. I don't even know why I'm saying that, but it's true. That's funny.
You're on a fucking roll, man.
No, we will not be buying her a car. We will be buying her some chicken nuggets and some french fries. Like any good American.
That was the perfect climax to that whole fucking conversation. I'm going to jot that down. We will not be buying her a car. We'll be buying her some chicken nuggets.
Because I'm proud to be an American. What is that song? Are you familiar with that song?
It has some old American-y song.
Yeah, it's got a nice American-y ring to it.
It does, with the word American in there.
It's about Central. The weird part is it's about Central America.
Yeah, great.
Can Central Americans, why can't they can call themselves Americans, right?
Fuck yeah, they can.
Did they when you were down there?
No, never.
Why not?
I don't know. I didn't ask them.
It's just weird.
It is weird. It's insulting.
They're probably because they're high on cocaine.
Yeah.
They're proud. Oh, you know what? Here's the top 10 hated actors.
Oh, God.
Oops. I should tell you who my top 10 would be.
Should we guess? Should we try to guess first before we find out who they are?
Good. We should.
Okay, top 10 hated actors.
Did you find it?
No.
Okay.
Was it suggested in the sidebar? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yes.
Damn, I see some pictures.
Yeah, I mean, okay, we know the three that are in the pictures. I only could recognize one, to be honest with you. And it's Shia LaBeouf, totally on my fucking list of hated actors.
Actually,
and that fucking slime ball.
I clicked it so fast, I didn't see who they were. Hated actors.
Going right here. You know where I'm going. Keanu Reeves.
I was going to say that, too. Yes.
Oh, fuck. I can't stand that fucking piece of shit.
Who else? Gee whiz, man.
Hated. I think hated.
Hated actors. I had one on the tip of my tongue. Fuck, I lost it. Damn.
I'm going to say, now, can it be a TV actor or does it have to be a movie actor?
I'm guessing it's probably a movie actor.
I'm going to say Michael Scott, whatever his name is.
Michael Scott?
What's his name? The guy from The Office.
I know the guy. I can't think of his name, though.
Right. Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Your turn. Call in, people, if you got some favorite actresses and actors. It can be actors or actresses.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah. I can see that.
Exactly.
I bet his throat fucking hurt from doing that and sucking dick all day. I bet his fucking throat was killing him by the end of the day.
Well, I think he sucked dick to soothe his throat.
No, I'm just going to go ahead and say Drew Barrymore, even though I don't hate her. I bet people would say that they didn't like her.
I can see that, yeah. Okay, Drew Barrymore.
I like her.
I would actually say Adam Sandler myself.
Oh, yeah? Okay, I mean, really, this could Jim Carrey.
I could see people hating him, too. Definitely. He's hit or miss, you know?
Yeah.
You
really got to be intelligent to get Jim Carrey's humor, so since most people are ignorant, I'm going to say yes, that he makes the list.
Fuck, I just don't know enough about Hollywood
actors.
Shit to...
I mean, there's got to be personal reasons that people hate him. Tori Spelling?
Yes. That's just kind of irrelevant.
Yeah. Let's just play and see who they are, because we're so out of touch, I can't even think of fucking 10 actors.
Yeah, me too.
Ready?
Yes.
Oh, whoops, my bad. You ready?
Yes,
three,
sir.
3, 2, 1, click.
Oh, it's going to have the same
voice.
Did
you have that
bitch.
Fucking voiceover?
Not even the glamour of the silver screen can cover.
Tommy, likey that. And I mean Brendan Fraser's nutsack.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
So I don't hate Brandon Fraser, though.
No, I like Brandon Fraser.
He has a humor about himself. Encino Man.
You're right. Encino Man right there.
Oh, there you go. He would have made the list.
Paulie Shore. It's horrible.
Even though I don't hate Paulie Shore. Now, him, I do hate. I hate Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
I call him Shia La Douche.
I don't get the appeal.
Her, yeah, but I don't consider her an actress.
Oh, he's horrible. That dude's fucking horrible right there.
Who's that?
He was the guy in the new Star Wars movies.
I can see that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't hate Mel. People hate his politics, right?
Yeah, well, he hates Jews, so people hate him.
And he loves to drink, so now he's got to be an outcast.
His on-screen persona is persona has been of an unhinged guy who's barely able to keep his crazy in check.
Yeah,
he's the road warrior. He does a great Larry.
Yeah, he does.
Wait, wasn't that Larry?
That was Curly.
Oh, that was Curly. Like, cops are Jews. You know, I guarantee you there's less than 10 Jewish cops in all of America.
As it should be.
There's you. Then what did he do? Went on to make his own movie about Jesus and made, half $1 billion by himself? Does he really need anybody? No, I think not.
No. He's an industry himself.
Yeah. Wow.
And I hope it worked out, and I hope people will graciously accept me.
They're not. They didn't. Well, yeah, I can see that. I can't stand her.
Yeah, me either.
At the same time, considered one of Hollywood's most beautiful celebrities.
Beautiful. I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either.
Get it.
She's got a mouth like an open wound.
It smells like an open wound, too.
That's right.
It oozes like an open wound. What a dipshit. I graduated high school when I was 13 so I could go to work. I'm super smart.
The only thing that made Gwyneth kind of sort of cool was her husband. But we all know how that turned out.
Thinking about cutting my beard that way.
Number 8, Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, if I even would have known this guy's name or seen anything he's ever done, I would say, no, I don't like him. Hate on. Bye-bye. R-Pat. D-Bags. I'd fuck her, though.
Yeah, boring acting will make you hate an actor.
I'm a gay man trapped in a vampire's body.
Cherry on the Sunday is the fact that
Pattinson
regularly
cool. Her cherry. Really? Yeah. So intriguing.
This one that's mad. She's completely mad.
Who's that actor that just came out and admitted he was a functioning alcoholic?
Which one didn't?
Did you see that, though?
No. Yeah, Tyler Perry. Yeah, I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
And he puts his name on every fucking movie.
He's every character in every fucking movie that he does. There he is. There he is as the old lady. I mean, talk about paying yourself.
He's trying to be Eddie Murphy, and he's not.
I don't even like when Eddie Murphy does that. It's just a way to get your fucking money and keep it all to yourself.
That's true. And it's not creative.
He puts points on the back end for all three characters. Like a crazy nigger bitch on the period. Duh.
I'm sure. But this audience ain't bright, and I'm not being racist.
Who the
yes.
fuck is that?
I
don't give a shit about anything I did up until now. I apologize for everything but today. Which guy are you supposed to hate?
This guy. I hate this guy.
I've never even heard of him. He's got a gay name.
He's a horrible fucking actor, man. Ruined the whole franchise.
He's not even like fucking soap opera quality.
Oh, no.
How do they
not even like soap commercial quality.
How do you breathe when you fly in a car like that, Rufus?
Huh?
How do you breathe when you fly in a car like that?
Quickly.
It's the kind of questions my daughter asked me. Like, I don't know. It's not real.
Miley Cyrus.
Mmm. Remember when your hair was like that?
Do what?
Remember when you wore your hair like Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah, yes I do. Good old days.
Party in the front, party in the back. I don't know. She gives me a Woody.
Yeah, it's hard to hate this one.
Yeah, I mean, I know she's a weirdo or whatever, but...
No idea. Weirdo's not bad sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's just being a kid, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just, everybody in the world has to fucking see it.
Number 4.
She's being a whore. I have trouble hating Pauly Shore. It's just a shtick.
Yeah.
Imagine a guy tries something that isn't funny, then repeats it for the next 20 years. Yep, that's Pauly Shore.
Oh, come on.
That's Pauly Shore not working for real, but getting paid, so the joke's on you, people.
He made a movie about himself called Pauly Shore is Dead.
Did it really?
Yeah, it fucking tanked.
So what's the hook?
The idea that Pauly Shore dies, and he got all these famous actors, and the whole shit is they're, like, trying to deal with his death, and, like, it just fucking bombed.
Oh my god, it was like him trying to figure out if anyone would care if he ever fucking died.
It was like a cry for help. Yeah.
It sounds like it. Aren't you the aardvark? I saw a guy wearing a hat like that the other day at a restaurant. It fucking spooked me out. That part is it was my friend Tim.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was sitting right across from me. I was like embarrassed. Really? Who's this stupid shit?
I've never seen anything she's in, but I don't hate this actress.
I don't hate her act. I hate that dude.
And then I realize how many different times a day I use the word I. Number two.
Ooh, yes, douchebag. Douchebag.
Are you going to take all your Shia LaBeouf posters off the wall now?
No, I'm going to turn them around and Shia LaBeouf fuck them.
You can cut a hole in the bottom of them?
Fuck yeah, and I'd like to do that to his mouth so I can look into his eyes as I Spider-Man his face with my web.
Did you just say Spider-Man his face with my web? Did
I
you make that up on the spot, or have
you
used
don't
that
call me the web slinger for nothing.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Make that up.
You just ruined my favorite actor and my favorite superhero for me.
Was he in Spider-Man or not?
No.
Oh, I thought he played the anus.
Was that the superhero, the supervillain, the anus?
He craps on people.
Hey, I mentioned this guy, Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Number one, dude. You nailed it.
He's so fucking horrible.
Oh, wait. I thought he was number one. What happened there? See, I haven't even thought of her. These are just...
Are these runners up or something?
They're just stupid people. Yeah, what happened? Tomato pussy.
Jeez.
See, I've never watched any of this Twilight stuff, so I can't.
Yeah, me either.
I hate her look, though.
I do too.
Yeah.
Okay, the voiceover artist won that one, I think.
Did she not say his name right? It's Taylor Lautner, right? Laughchener? Reed, go back. It's
the hell's going on here?
But it's actually Taylor Lautner. And she says Laughchener. Did you see that? Reed, go back to 10. Go back to 9:55 and listen to it from there.
Well, I heard my name. 9:55?
Yeah. Push play.
Hang on. I'm almost there. I'm not there yet.
I'm at 9:54.
Jesus Christ. I got to reload the whole page now.
I just want you to hear her say that.
What's his name?
His name's Tyler Lautner, but it's spelled like it looks like it would say Tyler Laughner. Laughtner. And listen to the lady doing the voiceover.
Wait, are you saying the lady voiceovering a movie channel?
Right.
Well, she should be immediately fired.
Yes, listen to it.
Okay, I'm there. You going to count it down?
Yep, go ahead.
3, 2, 1, click.
Can you hear it, Drew?
Oh, that's sad, yeah.
She even heard herself screw up, I think. Laughed at her. What an idiot. Yeah, shit can. Not only does she have no chops, she can't fucking read. Okay, I want to fuck her right there.
Yeah, right there.
Hey, fuck her. Grudge fuck her.
Yeah, like a punishment almost.
I don't know, I feel like that maybe her thumb ring would get stuck on my cock, though. Adventureland!
Oh, my God!
Didn't that was her? Oh, my God.
No wonder you like her so much.
Such a horrible fucking movie. You've probably seen that one. Rise of the Sith. Or don't, because we don't even know people's fucking names.
Wow.
I feel like we've wasted 20 minutes of our lives.
I don't know. Well, yeah, me too.
I just mean by watching that Watch Mojo or whatever the fucking name of that garbage is. Next, I'm going to have to ask you to come up with a better YouTube station with better voiceover actors.
You should have.
Do one, Ted, first most hated voiceover person.
Well, we should,
I
could
put her at the top of the list.
We should determine like a trailer or two ahead of time so that we can watch it and come up with some witty quips.
I agree with that. So what happened on the parent? Well, who was the person that they? What was the thing on the parent? Oh, the Parenthood is the TV or the movie, right?
Yeah, the movie. The movie's really good, but yeah, Keanu Reeves has a bit part in it, and I just thought it was funny that that scene had him in it, and we were just talking about how bad he was.
Was it someone insulting him?
It was in the top 10 insults.
But was it someone insulting Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, it was the girl he knocked up in that movie insulting him.
And what did she say? You have a small winkus?
She said, strange things were afoot at the Circle K.
Bend over. So I may get your squishy.
That's right. No, I completely missed it. Cause we're
yeah, I had an idea for the Bud. This time, when I'm going to have to start hitting these places and selling the Bud Buddy kind of door to door, right?
Uh-huh.
And I thought about if we set up the website for the Bud Buddy. I'm going to sell the Bud Buddy in three different ways, okay? You can buy a single Bud Buddy on the website for like a dollar or whatever. You can also buy a thing of three I would like to call the short stack.
Mm.
And then you can buy all seven colors of the Bud Buddy called the Super Stack.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
So I was thinking if I want to get into these stores, though, I want to tell them, you know what, we'll advertise your store on our website. So
yes.
We'll just have it like a find the Bud Buddy at these stores on the website,
mm-hmm.
right, and have the stores listed. Is that something that would take a lot of work, do you think, or not?
No, I was thinking that we shouldn't wait to have them in stores. We should immediately put them on a website for sale or even.
No, I know that. I mean, but to update the website every time we pick up a customer in a store.
No, not at all. I mean, we just have a page for, you know, where to find it, and just that's easy.
Is it easy? I don't know. You're the web
guy.
Super
easy.
So I want to do that. I was thinking that'd be an easy way to get in the store. Just tell someone, hey, we're also going to advertise your store as a place to buy it. You know, a bonus for them. Like throw them a bone.
But we need a store set up. What's the domain, 420productsusa.com?
Yes. And then just have like a sub little thing that says Bud Buddy. You know what I mean? Under a products page or whatever.
Yeah, it'd be a product.
Right. But if we, I'd like to do the 420. Obviously, the Bud Buddy is going to be our first product. So when they click on the thing, right now it comes up as Global Corp.
You see it.
I had two guys ask me about that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I told you I was giving them away to people, or actually I sold some of them. And people were, one guy called me up and was like, what is this Global Corp place? So obviously them just holding it, they looked at it, you know, they checked out the website.
Of course.
Free advertising, kind of.
Well, do you want me to set up the website and put the Bud Buddy on it?
Yes, we need to do that. We definitely need to do that.
Okay, I can totally do that.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
I'll do it.
All right. And, I mean, you design it however you want, but I'm talking about the 420 products. Actually, tomorrow I'm digitizing a logo that guy that works for me came up with.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to scan it in, and then we can put that on the website, too.
Cool. Well, send me that.
The logo, yeah.
Send me that and the prices you came up with for the individual, right. The short stack, and the with the super stack.
Yes. I would like to charge just. I don't want to make a bunch of money on the shipping because I hate that.
Right.
So I would like charge what $1 to ship just one Bud Buddy, and maybe $1 to ship the other because it can't be more than 40 cents.
Right.
I mean, it's the price of a. Because I'm just going to throw them in a fucking envelope and send them on their way.
You don't want to offer options like ship UPS or priority mail or overnight?
I mean, does it make sense to?
I don't know. We don't have to. I'm just saying we can. It's easy to set that up.
Well, I guess you could, if someone wants them overnighted, but you could do that, U.S. Postal Service, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking what's easier for me.
Me, too. It's all easy for me. I mean, setting that up is...
Because, I mean, if you just print the shit out and every day the fucking mailman will come, you know what I mean, to the office or the shop. Did you get my pictures of the shop?
I did, but I couldn't download them for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, they came to my phone, and they were broken.
I texted them to you because I just took them with my phone.
They probably came when I was between towers or some stupid shit. But I saw the text came through, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
So you didn't get to see the picture?
Nope.
Should I try to send it again, or should I figure out a different way?
Send it again. I mean, you
think it's because your phone is a Samsung?
No, if you send it now, it should come through. But when I saw it come in, I was on the road.
Oh, so you're just saying it just didn't download because your service sucks.
Right. Yeah. But that whole shipping thing, that's all calculated automatically. I mean, you can get a feed.
Right. I'm saying I don't want to have to deal with fucking UPS and FedEx. You know what I mean? I'd rather just depend on one thing a fucking day than have to, like, schedule my whole day around making sure that the FedEx guy is coming whenever.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, that's something we can look into.
Well, that's true. I mean, since you're shipping them yourself and it's not being drop shipped.
Right. It's not like I have a fulfillment center yet.
Not yet. Exactly.
Fulfillment center, but for right now, I am our fulfillment center.
Yes. I mean, that's...
And, I mean, they're relatively... Even if someone bought 100 of them, the box is only, like, this big. I'll show you a box of 100 of them right now. And I'll show you my American box.
Can you see me?
Yes, I can.
This is a box of 100. So you can see it's not that big.
Oh, no.
See the American flag?
Very cool.
They were on sale. These boxes were on sale. Actually, this is just for shipping bulk to, like, places that don't want a merchandiser, but we'll have a merchandiser box.
Well, we should probably at least ship whatever level provides a tracking number, right?
Well, yeah, but you can get that from U.S. Postal Service. Anything you print out, because I would just print out the stuff online. I wouldn't buy stamps.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell you what's going on with it. Fuck, all that stuff has barcodes on it.
All right, cool.
Here's another bag of Bud Buddies. So I talked to Rachel yesterday. That's my contact in China.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to put the lids on every one of them, right? Before, I was going to have to put the lids on them for, like, less than 0.02 cents, not even a whole penny. They can put them – they'll put them together, right, like this. So they'll come like – hold on. I'll explain it to you. So it'll just come like this with the lid already on it, right, ready to go.
Okay.
It'll all be packed in a small plastic bag, too. Which I said I didn't really think was necessary, but she said, you're going to want to do that because if you have them all shipped together loose,
yeah,
you're going to scratch the paint on the on the thing. So she said, I suggest that she said, you don't have to, but I suggest that you have it in the OPP bag. She says, otherwise they came like this. Like a bunch of them screwed together.
Sure.
Seven tall with one cap. And I was thinking, do I want to hire someone or do I want to sit around and go through and undo all these, you know,
right,
and put caps on fucking 21,000 of them just in first order?
Don't you have Mexicans there that can do that?
You do, but I mean, why would I do that when I have Chinese people that'll do it for practically nothing?
That's true. The Chinese are taking all the Mexican jobs.
Yeah, they are. All the manufacturing jobs for sure. But see, I mean, I'd have to do that to fucking 3,000 of those.
Fuck that. Well, could you just do it on demand? Like, as an order comes in, do it?
Well, I mean, why even bother doing that? You know what I mean?
Good point.
And plus, I was like, it'll be less boxes then, too, because they won't have to ship the lids separately.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
You know, and I mean, when I see them, I'm debating on whether to leave them in the plastic bag or not, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want people to be able to, at the counter, to, like, grab one and fuck with it. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I also don't want them opening every fucking one in there, like, half of them sitting. Because I wouldn't want to